Début du dialogue 14.
Any interesting news about the next presidential election in America?
Well, if the thought of another Clinton presidency excites you, then the future looks bright indeed. Because there's no doubt that Hillary Clinton is on an almost uncontested trajectory to win the Democratic nomination, and, very likely, the 2008 election.
Are you saying the order of presidential succession from 1992 to 2008 may well be Bush, Clinton, Bush, Clinton? Isn't there anyone who could stop Hillary?
There is one and only one figure in America who can stop Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Among all of the possible Republican candidates for president, Condi alone could win the nomination, defeat Hillary, and derail a third Clinton administration.
I heard she poses a mortal threat to Hillary's success.
Condi has the potential to cause enough major defections from the Democratic Party to create serious erosion among Hillary's core voters.
Because she attracts the same female, African-American, and Hispanic voters who embrace Hillary, while still maintaining the support of conventional Republicans, I suppose.
That's right. Yet, ironically, it's Hillary's candidacy that makes Rice's candidacy necessary and therefore likely. The first woman nominated by the Democrats can only be defeated by the first woman nominated by the Republicans.
Are these two potential opponents very different?
They're very different. In many ways, they're reverse images of each other. White, black, north, south, Democrat, Republican, married, single, and as far as policy interests go, domestic, foreign.
What a change, though, to have two female candidates running for presidency, and one of them African-American as well. Wouldn't a Condoleezza Rice candidacy change America?
The very fact that an African-American woman could actually become president would send a powerful message to every minority child that there's no more ceiling, no more limit for black Americans in elective politics. The sky would now be the limit.
What are Hillary's strong points?
Her message is clear and controlled. It reads, Hillary is a hard-working, effective moderate who can collaborate with even the most conservative Republicans on joint, highly visible projects. She's highly supportive of the military, capable in foreign affairs. She's experienced, she's independent, and she's serious. She is not, repeat, not a liberal. Plus, she has a multi-purpose ace, her husband. They've been a winning team for more than 40 years.
Yet, as you said earlier, Condoleezza Rice can defeat Hillary Rodham Clinton. Should she decide to run, her candidacy would strike directly at the three pillars of the Democratic Party's political base: African Americans, Hispanics, and white women. Condoleezza Rice, also a woman and an African American, blocks Hillary's advantage, doesn't she? Is it fairly clear already how the black community would vote?
Their heads would be for Hillary, but their hearts would be with Condi.
You were talking about their differences earlier. Could you expand a little on that? In terms of their respective views on the role of government, for example.
Hillary believes that government delivers services well, and that the quest for private profit is the root of all selfishness and vice in American life. Whereas Rice would likely try to hold down taxes, limit the role of government, and use the private sector to deliver public services. Another major difference is that where Hillary would focus primarily on expanding the role of the government at home, Rice would want to see America more involved abroad.
Fin du dialogue 14.